Just ahead, the search for clean water unites two boys from different parts of the world. First, this note on emerging science from Ian Gray.
Radioactive waste has always had a hard time finding a long-term home. But new research suggests that there might be a faster way to get rid of dangerous radioactive materials. Radioactivity occurs when the nucleus of unstable isotopes, like radium-226 or polonium-210, emit bits of energy. The radioactive decay, or half-lives, of these isotopes lasts anywhere from days to millennia, depending on the isotope, until eventually their nuclei become stable. The energy released during radioactive decay can be extremely dangerous to living tissue. Physicists from the Laboratory for Underground Nuclear Astrophysics, a research center beneath Gran Sasso Mountain in Italy, claim to have discovered a way to speed up the decay rates of radioactive isotopes. The scientists mixed polonium-210 into liquefied copper and then cooled the metal solution to 259 degrees below 0 degrees Celsius. The cooling process causes the metal atoms to move closer to their nuclei. That creates a dense charge of negativity that releases radioactive emissions from the isotopes at a faster than normal rate. In the polonium experiment, the decay was sped up by 10%. That means it took only 124 days instead of 138 days for the isotope to become stable. In the future, the physicists hope to take a more potent radioisotope, like radium-226, and reduce its 1,600-year half-life to a dizzyingly short period of 2 years. The research is controversial, but if experiments are successful, they could have profound implications on the disposal of nuclear waste. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Ian Gray.
For more information on this or any of our stories, go to www.loe.org. Keep listening to Living on Earth from PRI, Public Radio International.